the Zinni Mechsidim not to say Tachanim by the Yortzei the Tzidikim. Some places they don't say Tachanim. They find reasons why not to say Tachanim all the time. Said though by Tzadikim that even those who are makbid to say Tachanim regularly, the 3 days of the year they don't say Tachanim. One is Lamed Dalet of the Omer, which is the Yortzeit of Menachem Mendel from Rimanov. The other is on the Yortzeit of the Naim Elimelech, Chafal of Adar. And the third is on Yud Tes Kislev. Not because it's the Yontif of Chassidus. Rather, it's because of the Yortzeit of the Maggid. Something unique, something special about these three tzaddikim, that Kuli Amal Pligi. And it's not that Tachanin is a sad thing, and the Hilul of a Tzaddik is a happy thing, and Mela it's Bevatal the Tachanin. That's not the way it works. Is that Tachanin is a Yichud which takes place. And the Tzaddik on the day of his Yortzeit is able to be poiled these Yichudim. You have to be on a certain Madrig of Tzaddik in order to be able, in the next world, to be able to be poiled the Yichudim which are necessary. Really, the idea of Yud Tes Kislev being that it's like the Yontav of Chassidus, of the beginning of the Hizgalus of the Or of Chassidus, it's really a Chabad Yontav. Like I spoke with my Rebbe more than one occasion about Yud Tes Kislev. So by me, Yud Tes Kislev is the Yortzeit of the Maggid, so I don't say Tacha. It's just that nowadays we have a way in our communities of trying to grab a hold on to something. Everything to us which is chashav, we try to hold on to it and to make an inyan out of it and to draw chizuk from it. You can have a person that he's learning in brisk or in the mirror, and he considers himself to be a real litvish yid, but then he'll go to Uman for Rosh Hashanah and then he'll celebrate Yud Tes Kislev. And v'chule, different nanim. And it's not that a person's a stira. He's not a brezlever. He's not a litvish yid. He's not a chabatzer. He's just a yid trying to grab chizik from everything which he can, because why not? Trying to be mechazik at all times. And Hashem gave us many tools to be mechazik ourselves. Need to say Chas HaShalom that it's not a very special day, Yud Tes Kislev. Balatani says it's a special day, he calls it his Yontiv, and Vada it is. It's a special day for all of Kai. So, if a person wants to connect on that level, Mamish, then Bavitcher will connect on that day, then other Yidin. But the Magdi was in the Shem who came into this world, the Talmud of the Bashem. When we speak about his Pashtus, certain way of life, certain or goes down in history in the Hall of Fame for sure. Speaking, the teachings of the Maggid are in a few Svarim, the Maggid of Yaakov, the Kutim Amarim, and the Tzaddikim said about such a Sefer that only when Mashiach comes will we be able to understand the words of the Maggid. Many times we don't find that people really learn the Svarim of the Maggid, just like they don't learn Mamash the Svarim of the Baal Shem Tov, because the teachings are considered to be very lofty teachings. I think we probably know more about the Maggid from the Maisim of the Maggid than we know about the teachings of the Maggid. big accomplishment of the Maggid, of course, throughout history is the fact that he created such great Talmidim. Kedushas Levi, Maggid from Kuznets, Naim Elimelech, other great tzaddikim, Balatanya. I can imagine such a cheder tzaddikim, a base medrash like that. Each one was a gadol biatzma. He was able to take these neshamas and turn them into tzaddiki olam. Just like to tonight, being that it's the Yahrzeit, I should say last time was the Yahrzeit, but Chabad has a way of celebrating the night after Yahrzeit. So Eila, 3 days especially, the Sila Hisnotzes, the Neshama B'tzadik, so opportunity to speak a little bit about the Maggid, some stories about the Maggid, you know, teaching which pertains to Chanukah. There's a story here about the Maggid. That was Itzikah from Shavarsk, which he said over. But the Mezitra Maggid was once, he asked the Olam HaElyon, who is his chaver in Gan Eden? It's a concept in Pnimis HaTorah where the Gemara talks about called tzaddik v'tzaddik yesh lechelek olam haba, that every tzaddik has a partner that he has with him in the next world. So the Mezitra Maggid wanted to know who his chaver tov would be, his shachin tov in the next world. So they answered him in a shemayim that there's a certain shepherd in a different city, that shepherd is his buddy in Olam Haba. So he made the travel to that city. He wanted to meet him. When he arrived, he saw that this shepherd was jumping over a boar, over a pit from place to place. And he was crying out, Tomei, Tomei. This is what he would do. He observed him the entire day. And he saw this Jew was skipping or hopping over different ditches and calling out, Tame Tame. And this is the only thing really it seemed like he knew how to do. So the Mezitra Maggid said, he said, Yidilakam, instead of saying Tame Tame, wouldn't it be nicer if he said Tahar Tahar? And he taught him how to say Tahar Tahar. And after the day was over, the Maggid left and went on his way. And it says that this Raya, that he forgot the teachings of the Maggid. And not only did he forget the teachings of the Maggid, he forgot what he was doing before. So now not only was he not saying Tar Tar, he wasn't saying Tame Tame either. So he ran after Rabbi Be'er, the Mezitra Maggid. And he said, Rebbe, I don't remember anything. So the Maggid told him, he said, okay, just go back to your old ways. Just say Tame Tame. And it says, the Minashamayim, they told Rebbe, they told the Maggid, that this Jew, when he said Tame Tame, it was mamish 100% L'shem Shemayim. Says that since you, Rebbe, that you were mebalbel the meichin of this Pasha the Yid, for that short time, he was punished min hashamayim. Very strange story. It's a strange story. He wants to know who his chaver is in the next world, and he comes, and it seems like it's mamash abur amaret. only thing he knows how to say is Tomei Tomei. And he tries to teach him better you should say Tahar Tahar. And from that, the whole thing was fulfilling. He said, it's better you go back to saying Tomei Tomei. However, one of the very strong teachings of Rebbeir, the Magid, the Shavt of HaKadosh, is and was, is that there's nothing which is more valuable than the Machshav of a Jew. The purity of Machshav. The Taras Machshav. The Torah tells us that a Metzayra, aside from being Tamei, and having restrictions that he mamish has to be mechutz l'machane. The Torah tells us that there's a din by Metzora, Tamei Tamei Yikra. But everywhere he goes, he has to say the words Tamei Tamei. We speak about a Metzora, we think about how a person becomes a Metzora. We think about Lashon Hara, we think about Gaiva. We think about the worst of the worst. It wasn't so terrible for the Magid to see a Jew, a simple Jew, saying Tamei Tamei, and to think, listen, I can help correct him. He's saying the words Tamei Tamei, of which the Torah says that a Metzora says such words. But Min HaShemayim, the words Tamei Tamei, which came out of the mouth of his Bura Ma'aretz, were so precious, because his Kavana was completely L'Shem Shemayim. Not only was Rabbi Bear, the Magid, was he punished for that, it says, from being the valve of the Meichin of such a person. But this was the Shachin Tayyib of the Magid in the Asalava. This is his friend in Ganela. The Chazal tell us, Emor ma'at v'asei harbe. The person should say a little bit and to do a lot. And the tzaddikim say, they teach this, that if a person says a little bit because he values every word, then his words have a mamashis to them, and the words themselves will be poiled a lot in this world. But we know that there are three dimensions. There's a world of machshava, there's a world of dibur, and the world of maisa. And if you follow the pattern, that if a person is ase harbe, he should do a lot. But his dibur should be ma'at. That it follows to say that his machshavas should be mamash nothing. What that means, that a person's machshavas should be nothing, means that his machshavas should be attached to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The tzaddikim say, "Yadata hayayim v'ashivoy salavecha ki Hashem hu elokim ein oid." The Bunim teaches, "Yadata hayayim v'ashivoy salavecha ki Hashem hu elokim ein oid." Ein oid is going back on v'yadata. But the only thing which you should really think about, the only thing you should really know, is ki Hashem hu elokim mashmayim malat b'tachas. Ein oid. That's all you need to think about. And while Shem Tov as a whole discourse, really, the Iker Ma'ale of a Jew is that he goes b'machshava achas kol hayom. Shivisi Hashem l'negdi sameh. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That if a Jew lives with Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, with that one machshava, that's what it means, that a person should do a lot, he should say a little, but his machshava should be mamish one. It should be like nothing else other than that machshava. Even if a Jew is saying words of Tamei Tamei, which is like bizyonis, what he does in actions is that he's a shepherd and he's jumping over boars. But his machshava is pure. And it's without pnios, and he has intention to connect his mind to the Ribbono Shel Olam. this is mamish. This is the teachings of the Baal Shem. This is the teachings of the Magen. To value. To look at the core of things. To look at the shayrish of things. To see how every maisa is rooted in a dibur. And every dibur is rooted in machshavas. And if the machshavas are pure, then it casts a light even on diburim and actions which seem so far. It seems so disconnected from the Ribbono Shel Olam. But if at the root and at the core, at the shayrish, that it's connected, then it says a lot. Which is why we can never judge. The mamash never judge a person. In this sheet, which you have in front of you. This is from Likutim Chadashim, places where the Maggid was quoted. He writes here in Simcha Chavav, Pasuk at Tehillim, Kivi Choshech. David HaMelech says, quoting Hashem Yisbarach, that he has a cheshek for me. So the Maggid said, "Ratzalamar ki ikar ha'avayda shal b'nei adam hu'a cheshek." The ikar avayda of a Jew is the desire. Ruach HaKodesh gi lanu. In mi azman zeh, if there'll be a time, she'a cheshek gadol b'nei adam leidei as Hashem, b'li davik boy, if there'll be a time that people will want to know Hashem and to cling to Him. Az yirtzeh ha'cheshek hazeh ka'ayla k'kol ha'kavanas. This cheshek alone is higher with all the kavanas. That's why it says ki vi chashak vafalteyu asagveyu v'oz yihi ha-gehula b'mheir v'yameinu amein v'zehu im anach b'tzar af al pi shelo yeidu shum kavana rak shiyeh lahem tzar al zeh, that a Jew is in pain, v'hi yoyis lahem asag v'yave v'cheshek, even if he has no cheshek, but he wants so badly to have a cheshek. Az achatzei migalas hamor. That's all it takes. Le'arei b'shuasi. Sheyiyeh lamasaga. Umal haaretz deyas Hashem. V'akol b'shvel hacheshek. And we say this kapitel after we light Ner Chanukah. Some have a minhag to say this 7 times. V'hinoyam. One of the reasons why we say this, Sfarim say, is to protect the Ner Chanukah, because it's such a heavenly light, it's such a great light. We say the Shir Shel Pagayim to protect the light of the Ner Chanukah. But another reason why we say so, this is one of the teachings of the Baal HaTanya. Is that Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. And when a Jew looks at the Ner Chanukah, he's looking at himself. And when he studies the Eish, when he studies the Ner, and he sees the Cheshek, the Kisufin, and the desire of this Eish, of this Neshama, to attach itself to Hashem Yisbarach. And he starts to think about the fact that the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that the Lamed Vav lights of Chanukah are connected to the Lamed Vav hours, that the Haganas was Neshtamish in Gan Eden. The teachings of the Bnei Yisachar from a Pinchas Karitzer and the other tzaddikim, that the light of Ner Chanukah is the light of Mashiach Mamish. They start to think themselves that the relationship between this Eish, this Or, and the Or of Chanukah and the Or of Mashiach is Mamish, the singing of Cheshach. Ki b'choshach. That although, of course, there's an inyan of hider mitzvah, zakeli nadehu, and people make beautiful menorahs and they spend thousands of dollars on beautiful silver menorahs. I drove by a house on my way home tonight where he had in his front yard hundreds of dollars worth of of things on his lawn, of big dreidels and what looked like bounce houses of shins and menorahs and all types of things of pisumenis in front of his house. It's so easy to be distracted. And of course, it's all very nice. It's all tactic of the Yetzirah to distract a person from mamish the ikar, which is the ikar mitzvah, just to light one candle. And already on that is chal, the Eros HaMashiach. And even to light two candles, three candles, four candles, all the hiddur mitzvah. And all the songs that a Jew sings, and all the rikudim which he makes. But just to look at the ner and to study the ner, as if a person is looking in a mirror. And he just makes the equation, and he says, this is the Eros HaMashiach. Just this simple light, this is the only thing which a Jew needs. It's one of the easiest mitzvahs in the entire world to be mekayim. The Chazal say about it, if a person can't afford the shemen, he has to sell the shirt off of his back. Yet imamish costs like a pruta. As if to say that the only thing that a Jew needs in order to bring the Mashiach is just mamash a pruta of avoda. Who can't afford a pruta? Who can't afford just a single pruta? But really it's the Mesiris Nefesh. And the Mesiris Nefesh is exactly as the Maggid is describing it. That all a Jew needs is a cheshek. It doesn't cost any money to have a cheshek. And even if a Jew doesn't have a cheshek, if he just has the cheshek to have a cheshek, which is called the raivah deraivah, just the ratzon to have a ratzon, just the desire to have a desire to be close to Hashem Yisbarach. He says it's oyla al kol hakavonos. Then in the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash, the mamish, even simple Jews, knew the kavanas of the Ari inside out. Like the Ari HaKadosh says, that the kavanas which we have for Achila come from Manoach, the father of Shimshon. And the Gemara says that Manoach was an Amaretz. And the Sfarim say, you see from here, that even Amaretz like Manoach, that he was Mechav and Shemes HaKdoshim and Ve'id. These are the Kavanas which Tamid HaChamim, that the Mekubalim use today, are the Kavanas of the biggest Amaretz in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. It's like the story which we said over on Tisha B'Av this past year, at the Maggid from Kozhnitz, that in his times there was a Dibuk which inhabited a certain person. And the Maggid from Kozhnitz came and he tried to extricate this Dibuk. And he says, when he came and he started speaking to the Dibuk, he started fiddling with his tzitzis, the Maggid from Kozhnitz. He says, the Dibuk started to laugh at him. And he says to him, he says, I'm a neshama from the times of the Beis HaMikdash. And the times of the Beis HaMikdash, even shoemakers, even simple Yidden, they knew how to make kavanas like that. He was able to be magish that the Maggid from Kozhnitz was using his tzitzis to be meyachet certain Yehudim, he says. He started to laugh at him. He says, you're going to use your kavanas, you know, your shemus haklashim, for this? And the times of the Beis HaMikdash, everybody was doing this. And Vaistoyis, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, despite all which they knew, in times of Shlomo HaMelech, the Chachma was mamash nofetz b'chol ha'aretz. Yet it's in this generation that we draw down the light of Ner Chanukah, which is the Eros HaMashiach. And it's this generation, which is our generation, that we have to struggle, we have to mamash break our teeth to understand one mili dimuili of a shame of Hashem. That we look at a sitter, we look at a Shem HaKadosh, and when Mamash gives us Bilbul HaMeichel, what in the world is this? We have Jews that they spend their whole lives not even knowing what it means. A Kavana in Kabbalah. What's mean that? Yet this is the generation which will usher Mashiach. But the only thing which we know is how to take a simple light and to put it down on the table and to light it and to look at it and to say, Halavai, Mamash, I should have a dvikus with Hashem Yisbarach, and Mamash know nothing. But we think that we're so far from Hashem Yisbarach with kavanas like that. We're really, one of the things that the Baal Shem and the Magid came to teach us is this is the that which is Mamash the closest. This is the closest kavana possible. That sense of humility before Hashem. That sense of I mamish know nothing. That when a person gets caught up in all that he knows and he thinks he knows a bissel or something, he's so far already. He's so far away from that machshava that a Jew who mamish knows nothing in Alabama, at least he knows that he knows nothing, may know more than even the big Talmid Chacham. It sounds revolutionary. This is one of the major teachings of the Maggid. So a bissel of gaiva can mamish pasal everything. The story here about the Maggid. In his younger years, he woke up one morning and he went to go tovel in the mikveh. And when he went outside, he saw that there was frost and there was snow. And it says that the ground looked slippery like a fingernail. And he couldn't even put his feet on the ground. It was so slippery. So he decided he wasn't going to walk on it. He was just going to sit on the ground. And he would bounce. He would bounce on the ice in order to move from place to place. Until he gets to the mikveh. He would crawl, he would slide. As soon as he sat down on the ground, Hashem opened up his eyes and he saw that there was no ice, there was no snow, and there was nothing. It was just regular dry land. And all this was just a distraction of the sata. That he wanted to see if he would be mischazik in his avodas Hashem with mesiras nefesh. Afterwards, the satan came and he said to him, he said, Rebbe, he says, Rebbe, you know you are mamash so respected in my eyes. I hold you of the highest esteem. So I tried so hard to get you to run away from Hashem Yisbarach, to catch you in my traps, and everything was for nothing. And as soon as the Maggid heard this, he said, Russia. He says, I know your thoughts with these words which you tell me. That you want to bring me to a gaiva. That I should say to myself, oh, what a big accomplishment I did. He says, Lachain Mahelucha Me'ala, get out of here. Al Tve'ini Regal Gaiva. I don't want anything of your gaiva. It's like you have in this week's parasha. Really, in last week's passion, Parshas Vayishlach. So then after Yaakov has his encounter with the Malach, which is none other than the Malach HaMavis, the Malach of Esav, the Satan. It's after he overcomes the Malach of Esav, and then he confronts Esav himself. So of course it says that Esav comes and he gives him a kiss. One of the things which he says to him is, he says, Nisav in Eilecha ve'elchel in Adecha, let's go together as one. Yaakov says, no, it's not good. I have a lot of children. We go slow. So Esav says, V'yim Esav, atzigun ha'im chamina mashayiti. Let me leave you some of my men at least. And Yaakov says, Lo mazem tzachem b'nei adani. No, thank you. I don't want any of your men. I don't need any of your help. What's going on over here? And the Satan, after he sees that the Tzaddik is able to overcome the Nisyonos, so he thinks to himself, it's okay, I saw that he had a big victory over me. Now I'm going to use that victory against him. I'm going to make him think, oh, it's such a big tzaddik, such a big gibor. Gonna make him look at his victory, have him look at his accomplishments, and to bring him to a little bit of gaiva. This is what the Sfarim referred to as the Satan milfaneinu miacharina. There's the Satan before the battle, and there's the Satan after the battle. It takes a lot of strength to overcome the Satan to begin with, but afterwards is an even bigger Satan. If a person has something of an accomplishment, so he tries to bring a tzaddik to a place where he's going to have a puzzle of gaiva. That's what Esav tried to do. After you defeated me, and you're the winner, he says, I'm machshev you. I want to give you presents. I want to give you back presents. And Yaakov says, no, thank you. It's interesting that the Maggid said, Al tava'ini rego gaiva, that he didn't want to have a bleg of gaiva. So if you know a little bit about the Maggid and how he came close to the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, one of the stories which is told is that, you know, the Maggid was a very frail person by nature. He was very weak his entire life. And one of the things which brought him to the Baal Shem was that he had a bad foot. And that's what brought him to the Baal Shem. And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh taught him that the difference between the tzaddikim of the time and the Derech Chassidus was, is that the tzaddikim of the time, they were big balei gaiva because they knew so much. Which is why the Baal Shem valued the simple yidden, because he saw the purity. And in a way, that the Maggid had a regal gaiva, that the Baal Shem Tov came to correct for him. This is really a remez also by the Akedah we have by Yitzchak and Avraham Avinu. That by the Akedah, of course you can imagine that the accomplishment of the Akedah was the greatest of all time. And soon after that we have the death of Sarah. And as far as I'm clear, this death of Sarah, what was it? Was it the 10th Nisayan of Avraham, or maybe the Akedah was the 10th Nisayan? The emes is that it's really Eilu ve'Eilu. Is that after Avram came to such a place that he was able to accomplish the Akedah, that he could have come to a place of a Shemet of Gaiva, look what I did, look what I accomplished. I passed an Nisayan like this, which will go down forever as the greatest accomplishment in the history of the son of the Akedah. So he was tested with Misa Sarah. And the word Sarah comes from a word of Sar and Gaiva. So Misa Sarah means that a person is tested, that he has to work on uprooting that gaiva. Look what happens. He comes to bury Sarah, and the Anshei Ches, the Bnei Ches, they say to him, that you're an Ishsar, your mamash, they crowned him as Melech, and they said, everybody will give you any plot of land, whatever you want. You can imagine, after that Akedah, Avraham Avinu, as great as he was before, he reached a place where anybody who saw him saw that he was an Ish Elokim would do anything for him. And that's good for the test, that after a person comes to a great place, to be tested with that humility. Always to be in that state of humility, no matter what madriga a person reaches. And of course, this is the teaching for great people. But for us, it's very easy. When we look at our madrigas and we think to ourselves, we have to struggle even to have kavana to say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Forget about kavanas al pi ariza. Just to even have simple kavana. Just to mamish, just to focus on saying Shema without being distracted about something which we, a video which we may have seen, or a song we may be listening to which we can't get out of our mind, or this test we have to take, this person has tainas on me, or a person is looking forward to something during the day. Just to have that machshava that it should be, even during Kriya Shema, should be pure. If we took an honest look at ourselves, we wouldn't struggle with gaiva at all, mamish. And that's not because we're on the low madriga. That's good for our madriga. That we can admit the emes, that we're mamish in a place where we need so much to add to the Shema. It's that purity which brings the coming of Mashiach. This is what it means. when it says that the Yevanim that they came and they were Matame Kol Hashmonim, the Pinchas Kratzer says Shemin is a remnant to Machshava. They were Matame all the Machshavas of Klai Yisrael. He said there was one Pach Shemin they weren't able to be Matame. And that's Chafei, the Yoim Chafei, which is the Chafei Osios of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Achar. And even though all of my machshavas are tummy, it's not such a terrible thing to pass all our machshavas. We medavik ourselves to just one machshava. And if a person makes it his inyan that he wants to think throughout the day about the oneness of Hashem, although it may seem like it's childish, and he's not touring shas and poiskim, he feels like he doesn't know anything. But if he knows Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Yedat Hayam Hashem Yisrael Echa Ein Oid, if the only thing which you know says we're born in a good place. As if the whole world was waiting for this. And it sounds again like it's revolutionary. Because if you ask, if you go to certain yeshivas, you can speak to certain Tamilachamim, and they'll look down on that. The Chassidus and the Maggid taught that Emuna is the Shirish of Torah. That when a Jew contemplates that Anoich Hashem Elokecha, he's being dovek to the Shirish Akol, from the place from where all Torah comes from. That's really one of the things which Chanukah comes to teach us. But this one pach shemen, this one pach, which they cannot be metame, which is the yichud shel olam, the achdus of Hashem Yisbarach. It could be metame all thoughts of Torah because there's gaiva associated with that. But if a person is medabik himself to the oneness of Hashem, to that source of all humility, that single one tiny nekud of machshava, this could be worth more than many, many yediyas and shas and paiskim, all the ksaisim. All the nesivis is. So that means rabbim be'ad ma'atim. But all the rabbim, they fell into the hands of the ma'atim. So those who are ma'ayit esatzman, so those who have humility, are the machshavas of niyot. The koyach of niyot to be misgarbel on the ribuy. Of course, when Chanukah is coming, a person is thinking to himself about the avodah of Chanukah. What can a person do to be zeiche, to maximize? Speaking to somebody today that I think he's been spending 3 weeks learning in Yonim of Chanukah. It's going to be a month Hachana for Chanukah. And he says that already now that it's right before Chanukah, he's having a lot of anxiety. Because he feels like he does, now that he's so close and he's been preparing for so much, he feels like he doesn't know what to do. He's been praying all the time, he still doesn't know what to do. So I said, don't worry, it's a very common thing. Very, extremely common. And that's really, it's not a chisaron, it's mamish the inyan. Who should say that he mamish has a perfect hachana for something? Sometimes a person can make a hachana so much. So much, and there's so much that he's taken in, and there's so much which needs to be processed that it's tafasta maruba le tafasta. There's an etzah here which we just saw from the Maggid. When a person sits by the nearest, and he should sit by the nearest, he should not just lie to pick up and go. It's such an inyan to sit by the nearest and to look at the nearest and just enjoy the nearest. And he says those words, Ki v'choshak v'falteyu asagveyu. Ki v'choshak v'falteyu asagveyu. But if a person just feels when he sits by the Ner, when he comes to Chanukah, that what he wants from Hashem is Baruch, is that he wants that Hashem should give him a cheshek. We give gifts on Chanukah to our children because Hashem is giving gifts on Chanukah. And if he would only give us a cheshek, a proper cheshek, the Gula would happen already. And it's something which we don't need to like climb Mount Everest, but to say a certain Shema Kaddish in order to be Zeich to Mashiach. The only thing which we need is a cheshek. It's that we've been so distracted. We've been distracted by so many great things that just the cheshek itself, which is the ratzon itself, which is the etzem of a person, just to be ma'or that cheshek, which is on the one hand so easy, yet so hard. We should be zeichet to ma'or that cheshek. This is the ingredient which means Mashiach. This is the teaching, you saw it yourself. This is the teaching of the Magen HaKadosh. But not to be distracted by all the things that go on in Chanukah, with all the Chanukah parties, all different inyanim, all the sufganiyot, competitions, and inyanim like that. Just to stay focused on the goal. Just to stay focused on the Ner. The Ner is the ikka. That's why I'm saying, halacha says that when the Ner is light, women are not allowed to do malacha. In some places, even men are not allowed to do malacha. Because they're trying to force us into not to lose sight of the tachlis. Like, you know how much Hashem invested and worked to bring this light into this world? You know how many thousands of years Hashem worked so hard to bring this light that a Jew should just light it and go away? Or to be distracted from such a light? How many shtalshalises this light had to go through in order to come into this world? How many gilgulim to finally come here? That we should lose sight of this light, to be zeichet to bring this light into the world and then to say, okay, I've got to go, see you later. Mom is such a heavenly light that all the Elyonim v'Tachlenim yearn for such a light. Mom is a glimpse of the Eros of Mashiach. So as we come into Chanukah, Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the kelim and the focus that we should not be distracted. We should be able to keep our eyes on the light, keep our eyes on the Ner. To learn from the Ner what it means to be a neshama, we should be zeichet to akiv yichoshak. That every day we should be mindful of how that the yearning should bring to more yearning and to bring to more yearning. We should live a life of yearning. We should yearn from mitzvah to mitzvah, and every day should be a sense of yearning, a sense of purity of machshava, of wanting to cling to thoughts of yadata, hayoyim hashivoyis alayach. That every single day should be a day of einayim lavadayev, trying to incorporate that into our lives. And without it, we should be zeicha. Not only that the or shana chanukah should be outside of us, should be dveikas at that or should be misatzim within ourselves, and with that to be zeichet to a true cheshek and a true ratzon to see the hiskalos of that or be as girl tzedek never made one.